This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. And I'm going to talk about the heavy stuff here in the open in a minute. I'm warning you right now. I'm going to do that, and then we are moving on, and we're going to do our Thanksgiving show and talk about things we're thankful for. And yes, we'll hit on other political things and laugh about the Crown Act and do that, but we are going to talk about things we're thankful for, talk about the things you're thankful for. This is a time to celebrate things and be grateful to God for the blessings, large and small, we all have in our lives, and that's what this show is going to be. But I sadly cannot do that right away, as was my intention. My intention was going to immediately start talking about Thanksgiving and being thankful. But we are going to talk briefly just for a couple minutes about what happened in Washington, D.C. Chris? 3 hours ago? 2-3 hours ago, I would say. In case you are not aware, you know the National Guard was in D.C., Trump deployed them to D.C. because he technically has federal control over D.C., so you can do that, and they can essentially be the cops of D.C. if he wants them to be. And a couple National Guard troops got gunned down in D.C. a few hours ago, the night before Thanksgiving. I'm going to save most of my political commentary. Before we talk about anything else, I want to say now is the time to pray. And no, we're not doing thoughts and prayers. No, now is the time to pray for that family. There is a God. He is real. He listens. And there is a family right now, two families, the night before Thanksgiving. They got a phone call, maybe even a knock at the door. And can you even imagine? Can you even imagine the heartbreak, the anguish? You know who's not thinking about turkey and stuffing right now? Two National Guard families. Their worst nightmare has come home. And they need your prayer. They need it badly. Please. I don't care if you turn off the show. Turn off the show. That prayer you're going to say is more important than this show. I promise you that. Bow your head, close your eyes if you're not driving, and say a prayer of comfort for those families. They need it, and they freaking deserve it. All right? Now that we have prayed, I keep saying that we have become a culture of assassination, that more people will die. And it doesn't take any kind of a super genius to see what has happened. It's not hard. What has happened is we have a significant percentage of the American people are now mentally ill. Probably many are demonic as well. And when you combine that with the never-ending rhetoric of our politicians on the left, this apocalyptic rhetoric, this, you know, the Nazi Hitler rhetoric, those two things combined are going to be combustible. They're going to be combustible. I've told you before, I don't want you to ever commit acts of violence. I don't want to commit any more acts of violence in my life. I hope I've done the last of my violence. But if I were to sit here right in front of Chris and Corey and tell them, I want you to go find a Democrat and punch him in the face, I probably could say that privately to Chris and Corey because they're both solid human beings and family men, and they're not going to do it. But I can't sit and say that to the radio audience, because there might be somebody listening right now who's enough of a nutball
that there's a chance he goes and does it. And then I would feel responsible for that. Now, that's you. No, not you. I'm not worried about you in particular, but someone out there. Now, think about how completely mentally broken and soulless the base of the Democrat Party is, with all the endless LGBTQ filth and this and that, broken, demonic, angry, bitter. And then every day, day after day, you're tuning into whatever garbage you happen to listen to on the left, and you hear this kind of crap.
We believe that the National Guard and the military occupation is the first step into rounding black people up and putting them in detainment camps here in Washington, D.C. and around the United States of America.
Now, that doesn't move you to action. Praise God. But you're not a mentally ill, demonic Democrat freak. How many of those people do you have to say that stuff to before they act? This stuff is not done. This is going to be how we live now, because we first mentally broke so many people, and then we speak to them like this.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck? The
biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
How many people have to hear that before you find one who acts on that? Speaking specifically about the National Guard, remember, United States Senator Alyssa Slotkin on ABC, coast to coast, ABC, shoot, that's international, said this.
But let's talk right now. Do you believe President Trump has issued any illegal orders?
To my knowledge, I am not aware of things that are illegal, but certainly there are some legal gymnastics that are going on with these Caribbean strikes and everything related to Venezuela.
Hey, these illegal orders. And what about the National Guard? Hey, Alyssa, what are you worried about?
Look at these videos coming out of places like Chicago. It makes me incredibly nervous that we're about to see people in law enforcement, people in uniform military, get nervous, get stressed, shoot at American civilians. It is a very, very stressful situation for these law enforcement and for the communities on the ground. So it was basically a warning to say, like, if you're asked to do something, particularly against American citizens.
This endless, relentless communist rhetoric from the elite communists is interpreted by the street animals as orders. You don't interpret things that your politicians say as orders because you're a normal human being. But if you've spent any time around mentally ill people, they don't hear things like you hear things. They don't interpret things like you interpret things. You take somebody who's bitter, maybe has nothing to live for, maybe a religious motivation of some kind mixed in there. He takes on drugs, almost always on some sort of drug, be them legal drugs or otherwise. And you tell that person every single day, Nazi Hitler, Nazi Hitler, bringing back the slave patrols, Nazi Hitler, Nazi Hitler. That person might just wake up one day thinking they're the good guy pick up a weapon and go do something awful. And I am sorry to tell you, it's not going to stop. It's not going to change. Democrats didn't stop talking this way after Steve Scalise was gunned down. They didn't stop talking this way after Donald Trump was shot in the head. They didn't stop talking this way after Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And they're not going to stop talking this way tomorrow because they want these things to happen. I'm sorry. Say a prayer for these families. We're going to move on and do our Thanksgiving show now. All right? All right. Speaking of Thanksgiving, you gathering with family? I want you to think about tomorrow. I want you to think about every generation of your family that may be there. Now, picture this. What if future generations of your family could look at those home videos you have, those VHS tapes, the ones that are currently getting moldy and rotting and they're not going to work soon? What if future generations of your family could get a thumb drive with all those hard copy pictures you have? How powerful is that? I couldn't tell you what I would give for that of my grandpa Jack. Never got to know him. I think I've seen two pictures of him. What if I had a thumb drive to just... I would love it. Legacy Box will do that for you. Legacy Box will do it for you, and they have a Black Friday deal right now, and you don't want to miss it. Best deal they have all year. Take advantage. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. Get your VHS tapes, your home pictures digitized by hand. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. I know that's some terrible news we just covered. We're going to set that aside. I felt obligated to talk about it. But this is mainly going to be, as I told you it was, a show about giving thanks, a Thanksgiving show, your stories about giving thanks. And yes, there are things we're going to touch on. You know, we're going to touch on the thing that Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania just passed about hair freedom, the Crown Act. We're going to talk about some ridiculous things during the show. And of course, we're going to get to BK and Julie Kelly and talk Thanksgiving things. But I wanted this really to be about you. And the reason I wanted to do this show is we all have times in our life. I most definitely have had many where we lack gratitude because life is hard, because we're going through horrible things. The jobless, the disease, or you're single, or there are so many hard things that come in this life. And in those moments, it's easy to feel sorry for yourself. I have. And it's easy to think I have nothing to be thankful for. But when you hear the stories from other people, it reminds you you're not alone. It reminds you there are things to be grateful for, things large and small. Let's deal this tonight. This is a show about gratitude. Gratitude to God for the things we have. Hey, Jesse, this Thanksgiving, our family is deeply grateful that our oldest son, our 19-year-old Joy Boy, is alive. In June, he miraculously survived a horrific motorcycle accident that caused massive internal bleeding. We were told 85% chance he would not survive. He lost a kidney and was paralyzed from the waist down. For 2 weeks, we didn't know if our baby would live, although he spent 80 days away from home fighting to get strong enough to return. We don't know why this happened. Many times we all have moments of sadness and anger with our new normal, but the alternative of him not being with us anymore is unthinkable. And we know God has big plans for him. We're so thankful that today, just 5 months later, he is home and thriving in his recovery and rehab and still our Joy Boy. Praise God. Thank you for a fun and uplifting show. Happy Thanksgiving. Think about that. Think about that moment as a parent. I have one son who's driving, another who's learning and just sucks at it because he's learning. It's not his fault. He'll end up being a fine driver, but who's good at it when you start out, right? You don't know how to brake, how to turn it. And you think about it, I try not to dwell on it. And we let them go fly. If they decide they would, today, we sent them to the grocery store on their own. Ob's there baking all the stuff for Thanksgiving. And she was, like you always are, short a couple things in the kitchen because she's baking for this and baking for that. Boys, go to the store. Here's your list. And it goes through your head. It just flashes. You don't want to dwell on it. It just flashes. Man, there's a lot of idiots out there. A lot of people don't know what they're doing. A lot of drunks, a lot of drugged out people, women on the road. You never know what might happen. What if you get that call? Get to the hospital. What if you get that call? That's a wonderful story. I pray for that family. Glad he survived. Keep churning and burning. Jesse, I survived a ruptured brain aneurysm over the summer with no follow-on issues so far. I still get to enjoy my home, family, and my two adorable little buddies and watch them grow. Between that and still hearing everyone make fun of your teeny-weeny hands, I can't ask for anything more. Well, the hand thing is not nice, but I won't go into the details of it because it's personal and it's still very fresh. Recently, there is a family in our lives where the father just passed on. In his 30s, young kids. And you think about these stories of, hey, diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, gone in 6 months, brain aneurysm gone. And it does remind you that every day is a blessing. And I know that's the most cliche thing in the world, isn't it? Every day above ground's a good day. I've said it myself a million times, but doesn't that sound so lame when you're sitting there on the side of the road? You got laid off last week. You can't pay the bills. You just got a flat tire. You know you probably can't even afford to replace it. And then you hear somebody say to you, every day's a blessing. Don't you just want to punch him in the face? It doesn't feel like a blessing. This day sucks. But it really, really is. Any moment for any of us could be the last. If you're still here breathing the air, that's a good day. Think about that story we just talked about from DC. Think about that. How terrible that is. Think about the people who now won't be home for Thanksgiving. Any day, any moment. Could be my last day on earth. I might die right now. Might get in my car on the way home. And somebody who gets a little too hammered gets behind the wheel, blows a red light, and too bad, so sad. Tomorrow, it's a fill-in host. Oh, actually, it'll be a fill-in host anyway because it's Thanksgiving. But Monday, you're banking on me coming back. It's a fill-in host. And you find out on the internets, and Jesse's no longer with us. Could easily happen. Every day above ground is a good day. We are going to continue to read these emails and talk about the things we're thankful for. I'm going to pause on that briefly to make fun of Pennsylvania and how insane Democrats are. Before we do that, I wanted to make sure you knew what other nations were doing. Nations. Super wealthy people in nations, they're both doing the same thing right now. They're buying up as much gold and silver as they possibly can. Nations are actually moving away from their reserve currency and buying gold. What do you think they know? They know there's a global reset coming at some point in time. And for those without solid things, it's going to be brutal. Let Gold Co. weave some gold or silver in your retirement. They've done this for so long. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They handle it right. You can trust them. I have trusted them personally, and they made it easy. It was so smooth and easy. Just call them, all right? 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. At least call them and get a free 2025 gold and silver kit, okay? 855-817-GOLD. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, before we gather with friends, family, whoever you're gathering with tomorrow, and we give thanks to God for our endless, endless blessings. I'm so grateful I'm not a Democrat. I think about this sometimes. It's not just the bitterness and anger of the street animals and the demonic nature of the whole kind of leftist cabal. I think about being a Democrat politician and the humiliation ritual you have to endure to placate all the completely bonkers wings of the Democrat Party. The things you have to do, for instance, Eric Swalwell, he's that loser dork congressman from California. He's running for governor. And audience member asks him about trannies. This, we'll get back to Pennsylvania in a minute. And listen to his answer. He knows he can't answer.
As it relates, you know, to the issue of
men,
you know, trans kids,
men,
particularly in sports,
men,
sure,
in women's spaces. Harassing.
Yeah,
you said it wasn't a thing.
Harassing.
14 times you said it wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
So I need you to show all the women of California that you're going to protect us.
I'm going to protect women.
Women.
I did as a prosecutor. I will protect women. No woman should be harassed.
Are there going to be men allowed in the women's room anymore? We need to know.
No woman should be harassed in a locker room. That's
answer straight. Are there going to be women?
Yeah.
Are you against men in women's locker rooms and sports? That's all you need to answer.
I'm telling you, I don't want men harassing you in women's locker room.
I know.
That should not happen.
It's happening all
over. He can't. I'll let him keep going. He can't answer it. Think about being so beholden to insane, sick, demented freaks that you can't answer this question.
America, there are 45 women and there are 45 men.
You got it. Wouldn't it be exhausting? Josh Shapiro is the governor of Pennsylvania. He signed, I can't even get it out. He signed a bill yesterday. It was a hair freedom bill. I'll let him go ahead and say it.
Today, when I sign the Crown Act into law, that will be.
Sorry, I'll let him keep going. The Crown Act. Jeez.
Today, when I sign the Crown Act into law, that will be the next step in making good on that promise of bringing about real freedom for all Pennsylvanians. Look, we know that this is an issue that disproportionately affects Black Pennsylvanians who wear their hair in protective styles like locks and natural braids or twists. And it can manifest itself in a number of different ways, from someone getting fired simply because of how they look, or maybe someone getting passed over for a job because of the way they wear their hair. That's unacceptable. And in a moment, it will be illegal.
People be sexting.
The Crown Act. The Crown Act. And of course, it's going to be a disaster. And, of course, they had to have the activists step up.
Now, hair discrimination is part of the protected class of race, which is in the PA Human Relations Act. So they could call their statewide Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission, and there are also satellite offices all across the state.
The Crown Act, just, you know. And you know, here's the thing. You know Josh Shapiro. You know the second this issue came before him, because it came before him a long time before he had to sign the act, you know, internally at least, he went, oh, gosh, what are you? We have to do that. Do we? And, you know, he probably even asked someone close to him, is this something we have to do? And somebody told him, listen, Governor, the fake civil rights movement has to be placated. OK, and we're going to call it the Crown Act, and it's going to be embarrassing, and you're going to have to get up there. And you're going to have to pretend that Black people don't get jobs because of dreadlocks. And I'm sorry, but in order to keep the Democrat coalition together and get you elected governor again, this is something we have to do. And you know, whether it was inside or on the outside, you know he's thinking to himself, oh, my freaking goodness. Please, no. Is there any other way? And someone told him, Governor, no.
There's no other way. You have to sign the Crown Act. Hey, Bronco, I was listening to your discussion about people resigning from Congress. One thing I'll never understand is why these individuals aren't ashamed to make it about them. If somebody is voted in for 2 years, they have no right to bail out early. Mark Green of Tennessee is an example. If you run, you shouldn't dare. Where's the sense of duty, Jesse? I'll just say again, I'll repeat again what I said yesterday. When somebody on the right resigns suddenly or leaves the movement suddenly, and this is not just about, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene leaving. It's really not, because it happens all the time. Remember all the resignations from Trump's White House and the remember all that. The only way to tell the genuineness, and I don't know if that's a word, but I went to community college, the genuineness of the reasons they left, it's not by what they say. It's not by what their fans say. It's not by what their haters say. It's not by the public statements they put out. The only way you can tell how genuine someone is when they step up and say, I'm leaving. There is no more America First. America's finished. The Republican Party's over. I quit. The only way you can tell how genuine that is by what comes after. Right? What comes after? Meaning this, if I step up right now and I tell you our two-party system is broken, the Republican Party can't possibly be fixed, I don't believe anyone wants to save America, so I've had enough and I'm resigning from Congress, I don't want to stay in this fight anymore, I am out. Okay? Maybe you're yelling at me, maybe you're cheering, okay. If I do that and then you don't hear from me anymore, I go back to the private sector, I essentially retire from the public eye, then whether you love me or hate me, what I said was probably really genuine. But if I make that same statement, Republican Party can't be saved, I resign, I don't want to be in Congress anymore. And 2 weeks later, it's announced that I've just signed a multi-million-dollar deal with The View to take a steaming dump on Republicans every single day, then it wasn't genuine at all. It was just a big scam because I found a better deal to make money. Remember all the resignations from Trump's White House? Some of them actually did just resign and kind of moved on. Maybe they stayed in politics, but quietly moved on to this think tank or this PAC or something like that. And then some of them immediately had a book published. Somehow it was already written, had a book published in a week, and they were on MSNBC and CNN every single night telling everybody that Donald Trump was the Antichrist and the world was going to come to an end. And that told you all you needed to know. I'm not saying this about recent resignations. This is one of these lessons we have to learn forever, because forever we will run into this. Forever, as long as you and I are involved in politics, there will be people who will step up and make a public spectacle about being out. I'm leaving. I don't like this. I quit. I retire. And the only way you can tell how genuine they are is what comes next. Not what they say. What comes next? Your liberal Aunt Peggy comes to you and tells you that she's finally had enough of being obese and she wants to lose 150 pounds so she can get down to 300. Is she going to improve her diet? Is she going to start working out? If not, she didn't mean it. The proof is in the pudding. You know that LifeLock can save you a lot of trouble, right? What kind of trouble? What if you had no money? What if your bank account, what if you picked up your phone right now and you logged into your bank account? I'm doing it right now. And it said zeros. Now, mine does just because my wife's been Christmas shopping. But what if yours said zeros because someone stole your data? Every day there's a new gigantic data breach where they're stealing people's social security numbers. They're wiping out their bank accounts. They're taking loans out in their name. And the problem is you don't know. You don't know. They could be taking a loan out in your name right now and you would have no idea. But you'll know next time you go buy a car and they say, ooh, sorry, you have a 500 credit score. And you go, what? I pay my bills.
you didn't know about that loan. Let LifeLock protect you. LifeLock will protect you by letting you know if anything bad happens, and if the worst happens, they have a restoration specialist just for you who will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Join now. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code Jesse. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to lifelock.com and use the promo code Jesse for 40% off. Terms apply.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can still email us. We are live tonight, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, that was Genesis? That was really weird. What song was that? It was awful. What was that? I actually like Genesis too, but I felt like I was on drugs. Let's do some more thankful emails. Jesse. Oh man, this is a tough one. This past summer, my wife lost her mom. Her father is terminally ill. My mom's health is critical, and we don't think she'll be able to make it to Christmas. Our oldest daughter is waiting to see an oncologist to confirm or rule out leukemia or some rare blood infection. After driving 6 hours round trip to spend Thanksgiving with my father-in-law, I'll be making the 13-hour drive home to see my mom for what will be her last Thanksgiving holiday. I'm thankful that our oldest daughter will be making this a father-daughter trip, and we can discuss not only her illness, but life in general and how short and sweet it can be. I'm thankful that I'll hopefully get one last opportunity to sit with my mom, make some videos for our grandson, and hold her and tell her how much of an inspiration she is and how much I love her one last time. It's going to be a tough path to walk this holiday season, but what I'm thankful for the most is that the good Lord doesn't let us walk it alone. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Jesse, Chris, and Corey. Thanks for all you do. Brings it home, huh? Even in all that, thankful. Thankful for something. There is something for everybody to be thankful for, and we need to remember it, all right? We need to remember it even in the darkest times. You're out of work. You're broke. Everyone's sick. People were dying. Maybe you're dying. Maybe you're listening to me right now and you're dying. And it's hard to sit there and think, what in the world should I be thankful for? I'm about to leave this life. There's still things you can be thankful for. You had one. So many people didn't. You had one. Jesse, this year I'm grateful for the happiness and health of my children, my employment, and my daughter and my's baptisms a few months ago. How about that? Praise Jesus. I'm also thankful for conservative podcasts like yours. I listen to many, but yours is the best mixture of hard facts and random ADHD rants. I don't go on random ADHD rants. Do I do that, Chris? What does that mean? I do not what? The sauce rant from last night? That wasn't ADHD. I have always had a heart for oppressed peoples. I always have. For people who are discriminated against. What, Chris? That's exactly right. Jewish producer Chris just had a brilliant idea. You know how they have the Crown Act in Pennsylvania?
Today, when I sign the Crown Act into law, that will be... That will be the next step in making good on that promise of bringing about real freedom for all Pennsylvanians. Look, we know that this is an issue that
Hear me out. I'm just doing this live, so we're just going to have to riff on this. They have the Crown Act. What if we sauce people get the Cream Act? No, Chris, what? The Cream Act. I deserve my cream. You deserve your cream. You ordered the cream. The waitress didn't bring it. You have no legal recourse.
You know you're not even going to get your money back because the cream will come magically about a half a second after you're done. Where's your justice? Where's my justice? The Cream Act, Chris. I like it. We might workshop the name a little. I'm not sure if I need, but I don't even know what it stands for. Well, I'm going to come up with something during the break, and then we're going to go with it. In fact, I'm going to text every legislator I know and tell them to start working on it. There you go, Chris. Jesse, I know I'm sending this a little early, but you were asking us to email things we're thankful for. My husband lost his job in March. Took him 4 months and about 150 applications, but he found a new job this past July. It pays the same as he was making before. The commute is only 20 minutes. Oh, that's glorious. It's a company that manufactures their product in the USA, and he really loves it. Praise God and all his blessings. Amen. Every guy, if he lives long enough, and I guess some women now that we allowed them in the workforce, every guy, if he lives long enough, will have a job with a commute that grinds him down to the nubs. I've had so many of these. Honestly, that's been most of my jobs. Brutally long commutes. I've told you, when I lived in D.C., I was only there for a year, but I lived 11 miles from the office. From our house in Northern Virginia, Alexandria, to D.C., 11 miles. There were days, I believe my record was an hour and 21 minutes to get home. 11 miles, an hour and 21 minutes. I went to Chicago recently. Remember, for that Radio Hall of Fame thing. No, sadly, I wasn't getting inducted. I know you're going to find that shocking, but the Radio Hall of Fame thing. I go to Chicago, and as I was leaving, I'll fast forward. When I was leaving, it was 20 minutes from my hotel to the Chicago airport, O'Hare. I was flying out of O'Hare. 20 minutes, hotel to the airport. But when I got there, I think it was a Friday afternoon, when I got there, it was an hour and 10 minutes. A 20-minute commute was an hour and 10 minutes. The people who do that, if you're one of those people, maybe you're in the car right now. Maybe as you're listening to the sound of my voice, you are in the car heading to or from work, and this is you. You have one of these grinding commutes that is just the most soul-sucking thing in the world. I wanted to say this to you right now, and I mean it with all my heart. I am grateful for you. I am grateful that there are people who are quality enough human beings, hardworking enough, trying to make ends meet, trying to provide for their families, that they're willing to go through that freaking miserable grind every single day. It sucks. If you have a commute 20 minutes or less, honestly, I'd probably say 30 or less, but 20 is, in my opinion, the sweet spot. 20 or less. If you have a commute that's 20 minutes or less and you haven't thought of it, now is a really good time to bow your head and close your eyes. And I'm not even kidding. Thank God for it, because I've lived on the other half. And it friggin' sucks. Am I wrong, Chris? It's friggin' horrible. All right, we still have 2 more hours of stuff to be grateful for. We'll talk to BK about what weird health food workout freak Thanksgiving meals he eats. Julie Kelly in the final hour. All that and more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. You know what I'm grateful for? I'm grateful that Ob did not notice I'm wearing the same pair of pants 2 days in a row. Why? It's the only pair of everywhere pants from Cozy Earth that I know. Oh, Chris, you think I'm lying? Yeah, I'm on camera, buddy. Right there. Told you. Well, I tell the truth. When you own a pair of everywhere pants from Cozy Earth, you don't have to choose between comfort or style. They look great, but it's like wearing freaking sweatpants with the stretchy, soft gloriousness. Get some Cozy Earth in your life. It's like being home all day long. And then when you get home, the towels, the robes. You want to be a robe guy? The sheets. All of it. Huge Black Friday special right now. 40% off. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Jesse. All your Christmas shopping is about to be done. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.